I've pressed record on my Zoom.
Okay. And
are you recording?
I'm recording. Yep.
We don't know who starts. Hi, everyone, and welcome to 10K Saturday. This is going to be one of those bonus feature episodes. And we're super excited because this is the March 16 celebration episode coming at you right now.
And what does that mean?
It means nothing this year, but it meant a lot in past years.
And now it's 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu.
Allison, tell them why this date is so important.
So on March 16th of 2019, we actually started the 10K Saturdays. We interviewed Pat Flynn, and I didn't even realize that it was that date until I went back to look at it. And then I was like, we missed our anniversary, because in March of 2020, actually the same exact date, the 16th, we started the Daily Happy. And that's crazy that it was the same date. I'm a date person.
You know, Allison, it's not actually the exact same date, but do you want to know what we were doing around March 16th in 2018?
What?
Rehearsing for our first 10K cabaret.
Oh, that's really cool. March 16th must mean something.
Except this year.
Except this year. So this year we missed it. And so we were looking back through the Saturdays, and I was like, oh my gosh, we missed our 2-year anniversary. And so Lulu had this brilliant idea that we should celebrate it anyway. And so she was like, let's just do a celebration of March 16th on May 29th.
Why not?
Because why not?
It's on brand. It's really on brand for us, is what that is. And so we just want to take a minute to talk about the two big things that happened on March 16th. And then we are going to bring you an interview. We are going to bring you that 10K five. But for the first time ever, we're going to interview each other.
Yes.
I don't know why. This is either going to be a 5-minute episode or a 3-hour tour. So hopefully you already know how long it is and can tell us that I did a great job editing it. All right. So let's talk really quickly about our Saturdays, Allison, because we're here in a 10K Saturday. We started it on March 16th, 2019. Do you want to give everyone like a quick story about how much pre-planning went into that interview?
Oh, well, none. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you're not wrong. Well, we did look him up. We looked him up.
We did. We looked up. So what happened was we were at a, what conference was it?
It was our first ever podcast conference. I believe it was one in Orlando. So
yeah, podcast movement, podcast.
Multimedia Expo.
Expo.
Podfest. Yes.
It was PodFest. PodFest. That's it. We got there. PodFest. So at PodFest, we were given the opportunity to basically enter a raffle to be able to interview Pat Flynn.
From Buzzsprout.
From our hosting service, Buzzsprout. And we were chosen, and we get this email that says, hey, you've been chosen to interview Pat Flynn. Here's your time. You have 15 minutes.
And he was the keynote speaker.
Yes. And we were like, oh my gosh. So we started doing some research. And at first we were like, oh, he's like all about business and money planning and all of these things. And we're like, what are we going to talk to him about?
Remember, we thought that he was going to be like, this is the worst idea of all time. You just take $10,000 and spend it in a day. And we're like, yeah, what are your tips for money investing?
Yeah, so we were actually pretty worried about it. I don't remember who came up with the idea to kind of ask him what we talk about every week, which is, you know, what's your current obsession? What's your wish list? How would you spend the 10K? But it just kind of was brainstormed about how we'd spend this 15 minutes. So we walked into this really cool Buzzsprout booth, and we sat down on these high-end microphones, and we started the interview. And Pat Flynn, I gotta say, and I'm not speaking for him, he had a blast. And
I think it was an unexpected interview for him.
Yeah,
for sure.
He was laughing. He gave us all kinds of crazy ways that he'd spend money. He talked about Disney, and he was talking about crazy expensive cars. And
can I just interrupt just a second?
Yeah.
What he wished for everyone was a DeLorean. which I know Allison just calls a really expensive car. A lot of you will also know that it has some cultural significance as the main car in Back to the Future, which is really what his wish was. But I love that 2 years later, 3 years later, Allison has reduced that to he wanted an expensive car.
I can remember the name
of it. I love it. That's amazing.
Oh. So anyways, we finished this 15-minute interview and we looked at each other and we're like, what do we do with this content? Where do we put it? Because at this time, we were only releasing our full 10K episodes on Wednesdays. Again, I don't know who came up with it, how we brainstormed it, but somebody said, hey, let's release an episode on Saturday. We'll call it 10K Saturday. It'll be a short interview segment. And that's how the Saturdays were born. We started doing that now every well, single week.
You know what it is? We started going to these podcast conferences, and that was the first one. And every person said, you have to be consistent. And we were like, okay, what do we do with a 15-minute piece of audio? I guess we'll put it in a Saturday. Now we have to do Saturdays. And that's how everything has grown, is us going, oh, crap, I think we have to do that every week now. Oh, we have a daily podcast now. Like, that's kind of what's happened. So, Alice, I'm going to ask you, let's talk about these 10K Saturdays. I feel like both of us have had kind of a push-pull with them a little bit. Like, there's clearly times where we have a little more time for it than others, but then we will lean into them. And we kind of, you know, we're two women with lives, so we got to do what we got to do. But at its very best, what do you think is, like, what do you think the 10K Saturday brings to, I guess not our audience, because they know what it brings to them, but what does it bring to you?
Well, I think it's been kind of a changing experience. At first, it was kind of a cool way to connect with people that I already knew. And I was kind of sitting down with them and getting to know them on a deeper level. Because a lot of times, you know, if you have a drink with someone you're in a show with, you kind of talk about the show. You talk about what happened that day. You don't necessarily ask them these kind of intimate questions that kind of you get to know their isms about them and like what makes them tick. And even with people in my own family, like when I started interviewing my dad or even my husband, like you ask them things that you never ask them. I never sit down with my husband and say, hey, what's your current obsession?
Yeah.
Like it just doesn't happen. So it started with kind of a cool way to get to know people in my own life a little better. And I was really enjoying that. And then I started branching out and literally just taking leaps and cold calling and cold texting and Instagram messaging people who I like from afar. I don't know anything about them personally, which is always kind of a gamble, but I knew them from social media. I was interested in their life or in their work or in their passions that they would promote. And so then I was able to reach out and interview them. And people have said yes. And that's been a whole nother level of excitement for me of getting to know people that I didn't know before at all. People that I either admired or, you know, looked up to, and then being able to have a Zoom conversation, get to know them on a personal level. And that's been awesome. And I have not been disappointed. So
I love it's also interesting because we're meeting them in an environment that is completely different from work, that is completely different from anything I do. So like when I have these one-on-one conversations, and I don't have them as often as you do with people I don't know very well. I don't enjoy that process. But it's interesting for them to meet me for the first time as a podcast host. That's a different part of my personality that doesn't normally like is not usually there in a social setting. So that's really interesting. I love that you cold call. I did it a couple times and I was like, oh, I don't like, why would I, in the middle of it, Allison, I was like, why am I having a conversation for the first time with someone with a microphone on? Like, why have I created literally my nightmare social situation for my own podcast? I was like, this makes zero sense. So what I do is I like to talk to people I know and dig deeper. So that's been really cool for me because I've gotten to have conversations with people of things that you're just curious about that aren't like socially acceptable to just call someone and ask.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm able to kind of satisfy my curiosity and also let them tell the story they want to tell in their own words and not like guess about it. So that's been really great. I've enjoyed it a lot. It's funny because we are not interviewers.
Right.
We've never taken any classes in that. So, right. You know, if you listen to some of the early ones, we're just like, okay, cool. So let's get to our 10K5. And then once in a while, you and I will be like, I want to know everything about your life story.
Yeah, I know.
But we're so thankful to you listeners for coming along with us on the ride and for always kind of trusting whomever we bring to give you a perspective and a different energy and a different take mm-hmm. and a different something. It's also been interesting to do them without you.
That is true. Yeah.
Right? Because like...
it's been nice to listen to my own podcast when I haven't recorded it. Do you know what I mean? Like to sit funny. In my car and be like, oh, I wasn't a part of this at all. And I still get to like experience it, but it's still part of me. Yeah. It's interesting.
It is interesting. That's so funny. And the Saturdays are great. We love them. If you have someone that you want us to cold call, you should send that to Allison.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you still have a couple on a list somewhere, but
I do. I still have a list of people I'm going through. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you have anyone that you want Allison to message, she loves to put out the celebrity like feelers. She just loves it. So that, or if you know Gordon Ramsay, she would be just over the moon.
6 degrees of separation. I know it's somebody out there has got to know somebody he knows. There has got to be a 6 degree of separation from me and Gordon Ramsay. It's got to happen.
It's got to happen. I think maybe you just need to know more chefs.
Yeah.
Like start making chef friends.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
And then invite me over. Yeah. So, you know, whatever.
For
win,
sure.
Win. All right. So then in March 16, 2020, it was our first $10K daily, which is now the Daily Happy. And I know that a lot of you already listened to that. We don't have to rehash the origin story at all of $10K daily or Daily Happy. But Allison, how has that fit into your routine of the pandemic? Because I think our listeners have found maybe a 10-minute something somewhere, right? Like they're brushing their teeth, they're putting their makeup mm-hmm. on, they're driving home, whatever. But that's not how we work. We kind of fit it in wherever we can do it in our day when we record.
Right.
That being said, what is it like having, is it an obligation? Is it enjoyable? Is it a touch point? Is it distracting? What are your thoughts?
No, I definitely think... I have always said, I actually use this quote of, I can do anything for 10 minutes, right? So when we decided to do it daily, it actually didn't scare me. I mean, the idea of like, oh my gosh, we're going to do a daily podcast. That idea was like, what are we doing? But then when I realized, oh, it's 10 minutes, I can do anything for 10 minutes. We can find 10 minutes. It's actually been really nice to carve out that time every day to A, you know, connect with you and be able to just talk and also be able to really stay connected to what's happening in the world. You know firsthand, I am not a news watcher. I am not a news reader. And it's something that sometimes I can let it get away from me. I don't get my news from Facebook. It's just not something that is something I think about every day. So having the Daily Happy has kept me way more informed than I used to be, but in still a positive way because we are trying to always spin it in a positive light. Mm-hmm. So even if we do have kind of these heavy news stories or if things are, you know, we're feeling really rough with COVID, it was kind of a knowing that there were people on the other side listening to it for a little bit of inspiration kept things positive on my end too. So to answer your question, it is enjoyable. I do like it.
Basically, what happens, everyone, is when I get up in the morning, I just text Allison. I'm like, when can we do it today?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's 11 p.m. and sometimes it's now. Can you do it in the next 10 minutes? I'm like, oh. But we figure it out eventually. It's been really nice. We've picked up some really cool listeners from all around the world, which is incredible. We've connected with some people through the Daily Happy, and I really like it. It's interesting because when we started 10K, we called ourselves a travel podcast, right? And then we were like, wait, are we a travel podcast? Is this useful to people looking for travel podcasts, I guess? Or is this an entertainment podcast that is kind of sort of about travel? And that's kind of how the Daily Happy started. It started as a COVID news podcast, kind of, or a check-in. And then eventually, now we talk about all sorts of things. We even have social media handles now. That's a new thing.
We do.
Yeah, we... I can't remember what they are right now because we just changed them. But we'll promote them soon. Amazing. All right. So now, Allison, we have some questions to ask each other. My question to you is, whom should go first? And what does that mean? Are you the asker or the answerer? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I think I'll interview you first.
Okay. I am ready.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome to 10K Saturday. I'm Allison Burns. I am so excited to be interviewing one of my best friends. We have been best friends for over 10 years. We met doing a show together. We were instant, like, you know, forced upon each other really as lovers. So what could you do? And we since then have performed in multiple shows together. We've created cabarets. We have two YouTube channels together. We have two podcasts together. We talk every single day.
Oh my gosh.
Please welcome to the show, Lulu Picard.
Hello, everybody. Hello. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to interview you.
Thank you. You know, when you cold called me, I was like, what is this podcast? Who is this woman? But once you told me that you were such a fan, I just decided to deign to do your podcast.
Yeah. Well, I just want to jump right into our 10K we call it.
No, okay, great. I kind of thought there was going to be like a promo part before, but it's fine.
Unless there's anything that you want to promote.
I don't.
There's nothing going on.
All right. No, let's... go do this.
So I want to ask you, Lou, what's your current obsession?
Do you want to know something funny?
What?
I didn't prepare any answers. Did
you? No, I didn't either. But on purpose.
Oh, well, me too then. Me too on purpose.
Because a lot of times we'll surprise our listeners by asking them.
Give them the choice. Do you not give them the choice?
It's half and half. If they're brand new, if it's a cold call, if I've never met them, I send them the info sheet because it looks really professional. But if I know them, a lot of times I won't send them any information and I'll be like, all right, I have some questions for you. And they're like, oh no.
You have an info sheet?
Yeah.
Can you?
Ash created it.
Oh, cool.
It's in the Google Drive.
We have a Google Drive.
Yeah.
With an info sheet in it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look at that later. No, I give them the choice, but I just tell them right before. I just say, I'm going to ask questions later. They're icebreaker questions. Do you want them in advance or do you want them now? And most of the time they say, I'll just take them as they come. Like once I tell them it's just an icebreaker, they're like, oh, okay. But I have had some guests who really, really want to know what questions you're going to ask me in advance. Like they want to plan everything out, which I certainly understand.
Yeah.
Live your life, guys. Reduce your variables, as I tell my students. I'm also deflecting because I don't have an answer.
I was just about to say, are you stalling?
No, it's called improvisation, and it is a skill I get paid for. So my obsession is our problem solving.
Okay.
Because over the past week and a half, there have been a lot of obstacles in the 10K and Daily Happy Way and in your life way and in my life way. And we always figure it out. It's never pretty. There's sometimes very stressful things that happen while we figure it out, but we figure it out.
That's true.
At some point. So I'm obsessed with
that. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My next icebreaker question.
Thank you.
What's on your wish list? What do you wish for?
My head was trying to remember what question two was so I could be in advance of you asking the question, but your delivery was so charismatic. I just stayed present in the moment. What is on my wish list? A lot of things are on my wish list. But I think going into, I'm really philosophical about this because I start work this week, which is really exciting for me. It's only 2 weeks of work, but it's still the most legit feeling work I've had in a year and a half, right? So I think my wish list is for it to start and for that there not to be a balloon deflating letdown when it's done. Because right now, after those 2 weeks, I don't have anything again until October.
Yeah.
So that can be like a terrible headspace thing for me. You know, like if I don't have anything later, I have a hard time enjoying today as a freelance person. So I just really hope that when I get back my mindset is positive and not, oh no, look at this empty calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my wish list.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our question we love to answer every week on our podcast. If you had $10,000.
Yes.
Extra money for yourself.
Just frivolous money.
Just frivolous money.
Okay.
How would you spend it?
Honestly, I would probably go on a solo vacation, which I've never said in my life.
No.
And which is a really odd thing to say after a year of isolation. Actually, now that I think about it. But at the same time, I think like I just want an excuse to not talk. Like the thought of not talking to someone for more than 24 hours is extremely attractive to me right now. Like, like not like literally not using my voice.
Yeah.
You know, so we've talked.
We'd have to pre-record a lot of things.
We would so pre-record the whole daily habit. It would actually just be like artificial intelligence at that point. So you'd be like, hi, I'm Allison Burns. And it'd be like, I'm Lulu Picard. Like the whole thing would just be cut paste. But I, you know, we've done those 10K days where I tend to look up a lot of retreats like that. Right? Yoga retreats, silent retreats. Like I clearly enjoy researching that stuff. And I think that if I had $10,000, I would do one of those. Go away, read a book and journal, drink clean juice, do yoga, talk to people who want to save the world, come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you had $10,000.
It's not enough money.
Oh.
I was going to say I'd go to space, but that's not enough money to go to space.
Yeah.
I need like $10 million dollars.
Yeah. You need a lot.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
there's a lot of pre-planning that happens with that.
I could do the pre-planning. I mean, there is a lot of like cardio work, I think, that would have to go into it.
I think you have to be able to like swim too.
Wait, what?
I think, don't they do a lot of the training underwater?
Well, yeah, but there's no water in space. I don't have to swim up there. You mean
to be able to train for it? It's like,
do you have to get like scuba certified just to be an astronaut?
I think so.
No, listen, I can barely deal with the space toilet.
I know.
But I want to go to space. What are they going to do for space toilets for those really fancy spaceships that millionaires are taking? Billionaires are taking. Do you know what I mean? Where like you can buy a seat now on a passenger thing. What about the toilets? Have those gotten luxury yet? Because they all still seem pretty not luxury.
I mean, I feel like they've got to figure it out.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I don't know how.
Well, if you had $10,000 to give away, would you give it to a space program? No, I'm kidding. Is there an organization or a charity you'd give it to?
This question hurts my heart because there's like 75,000 of them. So I'm just going to pick something. Right now, I guess right now, it is the end of May, and I saw a headline the other day that one of the big Asian American hate crime things, incidents that they were kind of, that kind of spurned a lot of the, I guess, hashtag movement, is that it was a Filipino woman in Manhattan. She was 65 years old, and she was beaten in front of her apartment building. And two people saw it happen, and one of them was in the apartment building and got up and closed the door so he wouldn't have to see it.
Oh my God.
And so if I had an extra $10,000, I would give it to one of the programs in New York that are, or California, that are walking, especially New York, that are walking elderly Asians home, because that is something that is happening. And that's terrifying to me, because when I go to New York, that's like, that's me, right? So so I would give it to one of those organizations. I would also definitely give it to medical bills for these poor Asian grandparents that are just being beaten by people. And I also would give it to a foundation that can do more education about that. There's classes that people are taking, that friends of mine are taking, that are amazing, in bystander intervention, so that if you see something happening, you know how to de-escalate it, or you can just be a presence, because sometimes having, this is going to sound a little crazy, but having a white body just there will literally stop the violence. Like a white person stopping to watch it will stop a person from being mean to another person of another color. That is the power that like all of my white friends have. And so those that are taking those classes and like reaching out and that is really cool. And I'd love to cover that education if possible with $10,000. I don't have it, but that's today. Yeah. Tomorrow, pandas. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's always something, but it's, this is the first month of API month that it's been since I was a kid, but I guarantee you that most of you have never known that it was in May because it was mostly just in libraries and we never really got a shout out. But it's a terrible reason to get a shout out, but I'm super excited to finally be on the radar. Yeah. Because it hasn't happened in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love you.
I love you too.
So, last question. We end our podcast with this as much as we can, yeah. As much as we remember.
Yeah.
And it's called What's Your Happy? And it's just something small that's made you happy today that you can reflect upon. So, Lulu, what's your happy today?
I'm very grateful to have a white podcast host with me because I feel that it has allowed us to enter more spaces.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
Terrible.
I love you so much and I'm editing.
I mean,
this.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
But also, I mean, vice versa. I'm glad that you're Filipino because I feel like we are diverse only because of you.
Only because of you. I mean, I do put that Women of Color Podcasters hashtag exactly. on a lot of our posts, but only if my picture's in it. Because if it's just you and Ash, I'm like, they're going to be like, what's happening? But I swear I'm here. I mean it was really great. We were in the Respect Festival, which was not a not focused on women of color at all, but it was a very highly diverse thing in Philadelphia, which was great. We got to meet lots of podcasters of color. But you're right, Allison, like there aren't a lot of podcasters of color in the mainstream. And I think when we were doing our show in New York, our 10K show, and we met Jen for the first time and Jen was like, yeah, it's great because you guys are like two women. And we were like, oh, yeah, we are two women. She was like, yeah, the other reason your brand is great is because you're diverse. And we were both like, oh, yeah, we are different. Yeah. Like, we just never thought about any of that stuff. Anyway, my true happy is that if you are listening to my voice at this point, you are almost half an hour into the podcast and it means that you stuck with this episode, which means that you probably stuck with the podcast, which means that you've probably been with us for a while. Or if you haven't, if you're new and you're like, this is a good introduction, I'm actually getting to meet the hosts. That's probably smart too. But I'm very grateful that the reason that I am looking at Allison's face right now on a Zoom is because all of you listen every week and reach out to us and tell us what you want and tell us how it affects you and tell us when we get things wrong and tell us if you've gone places that we talk about. I mean, my gosh, like if we can't go on these vacations, seeing that you at least get to have a cappuccino in Vienna once in a while I bought a piece of stationery from the store you talked about in Savannah. Like that's also just so amazing because it's very, very, it's very rare, I think, that we are allowed to see the effect we have on people. And I think all of us do have those effects on people. Allison and I are just very lucky to have a platform where you get to tell us about it. Because we don't often tell people about the ripples that they have on us. So I'm very grateful and happy for all of the correspondence we've received over 3 years.
Love it.
Cool. You ready?
We should have ended with your interview.
Listen, you picked and you know how to produce. That was your fault.
I know.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. You ready?
Tag team. Switch.
Switch. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another 10K Saturday. This week, we are talking to Allison Burns. She is an actress, a singer, a mother, a wife, a best friend, a podcast host. God, she's got so many. What is that? You got two podcasts. That's insane. With her co-host, Lulu Picard, looks like. They've got a comedy podcast and a a daily podcast. She's also a teacher. If you would like to coach with Allison Burns, please do, but not on Thursdays because her schedule is full and her best friend won't let her schedule any more things on that day. But for now, let's say hi to Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hello, everyone.
It's so nice to see you in your podcast room.
Yes, I do have a podcast room here in Florida.
In Florida. Okay, Allison, did you just went right into the 10K5, right?
I did.
Okay, cool. So, Allison, let's just get right to it.
I know it feels weird, but
it feels weird going right. I feel like I should spend time being like, so when you were in Rent, what was tour life like? What's a question I've always wanted to ask you that I could ask you in a 10K Saturday? They're all questions you would kill me if I asked you on the air, so I won't.
Probably.
So we'll move on. What is your wish list? No.
Already. I was like, that's cool. That's cool. You're calling the shots.
What's your obsession?
My current obsession is I'm planning a family trip to San Francisco.
Oh, that's right.
We're doing it.
I'm so excited.
And I'm obsessed with it because I have to plan things in increments because we're not rich people. So I already bought our tickets there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing the one way. So I got the one way ticket there.
Are you able and to then, use your Frontier credits for that?
Yes and no.
Okay.
A long story.
Okay.
Frontier's hard, guys. Like, don't. I'm sure they're great people, but they don't make it easy. So I'm doing it in little like bits, but every time I get a paycheck, which happened to be like today because it's Friday, I'm always like, okay, what's my next thing that I can purchase? So I keep like adding up and I am keeping track because in my podcast 10K dollar day.
Yes.
We do like to talk about these things. So I'm trying to keep track so that I can let our listeners know once it's all done how much I actually spent on this 6-day vacation to
for four
San Francisco.
People.
For five people.
Who's the fifth?
Okay, I'm being really bougie.
Are you bringing a nanny?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you.
It's literally the most bougie thing I've ever done. She's an amazing girl. She's 20 years old. She's actually...
I'm so proud of you right now.
I know. She's really close with Emma too. So like it's almost like a friend for her, but also a nanny for Hannah.
And she's too young to buy alcohol. It's perfect.
Exactly. Exactly. But she can drive.
Yes.
So if she wanted to do a zip car. So she's also been to San Francisco before. I get along with her really well.
Great.
So we're paying for her way and all her food. And that's her payment. And she gets a free trip to San Francisco.
Are you all staying in one big room like you always do?
Well, we're doing like 2-bedroom suites.
Better.
At like the hotels.
Better, better, better.
So it connects with a door.
Do you need my Marriott discount?
Oh, possibly.
Let's talk about that offline.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so that's my obsession is planning this trip.
I love it. It's very, very exciting.
Yes.
I'm so excited that you have a nanny with you because it means you can actually like go do things and then come back.
Well, the reason is we're saving up money. Chris and I just did a commercial the other day. That's one day of this commercial is going to pay for what this experience. There is a Napa train wine.
Oh, yeah. Tour. The wine train.
The wine train, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And so it's an all-day kind of experience. So that way we can leave the kids with her and go do this wine train.
You should go to Lexi's Toast.
I thought about that. I looked at her website.
It's one of my best friends. She'll just show you around the vineyard.
Perfect.
Yeah. Let's talk about that later too. Okay. Great. This is what we do, guys. We talk a lot. We forget if the mic is on. We don't know what's happening. I'm sorry. All right. So was that a question? Did I ask you a question?
That was the obsession.
Yeah. So now, hey, I know this question. What's your wish list?
Okay. So my wish list is I'm trying to create, you actually inspired this. I'm trying to create a little like yoga area outside on my back patio because you started getting more into yoga and I was looking up stuff for your birthday, like with yoga stuff. And I was like, got really like into the idea of it. So I really want to do like this yoga like corner outside. So I want to like have money to be able to do like a basket with yoga things in it that like, stays right there.
Yeah.
That's like quicker. And then like I really want one of the yoga headstand things that'll help me do a headstand.
Do you know that's my goal for this year is to do a headstand?
A headstand.
Do you want to join me in my goal?
Yes.
Do you?
It just makes me so nervous. I hate being upside down.
I know. And I have no balance at all. I can barely stand up straight. My goal is to be over my head. I have no idea why I made.
Yeah.
I don't know why I made that goal. I made it today. Which is really weird that, no, I mean, not in this conversation. I just mean it's very strange we're talking about this because literally today I took a picture of my yoga mat and some blocks. And I was like, my goal this year is to do a headstand. And I was going to put on an Instagram and then I got nervous because I was like, oh, what if I never get it? And someone's like, did you ever get that headstand? But I think I'm going to do it.
Now you put it out there.
I'm going to have to do it. Yeah, I love it. And I got a bunch of my yoga equipment used. Yeah. The blocks. Like, you don't have to get any of that stuff either when you first start out. But it does make it a little easier if you're really trying to get the forms right. And I got them used. All of them.
Okay.
So it's very possible. I love it. I want to talk to you for like half an hour after this about yoga.
Okay.
All right. What would you do besides buying yoga things with an extra $10,000 just for Allison Burns?
I know exactly what I'd do. I would put a down payment on a new car.
The Stormtrooper one?
Yeah.
The Blazer.
Probably a storm. But at this point, I feel like anything, because my car is slowly dying. It's now, some things are happening. I actually went and I finally got one of those air compressor things to fill up my tires.
Oh, good. I mean, I still think like their tires shouldn't be doing that much.
You're right. You're right. And we actually had one of our bays, Alan, reached out to us and was like, hey, there's probably something in your tire. Like, that's not normal.
I love the bays. The bays are like, what? Your lives, ladies. What is wrong with your lives?
And I haven't found a nail or anything in it, but there definitely has to be some sort of leak because when I was home for the 10 days with COVID and I did not drive my car at all, when I came out, it was almost completely flat.
Okay. Maybe you could just get the tire changed.
Well, okay. But yes. But then when I went back to drive it, it's now when I go to like rev up and turn corners, it sounds like a helicopter. It's like,
you got to get out of the car. We're done. You drive your children. Get out of the car. I know you're going on a wine train, but maybe put the down payment on the car.
I know. So that's what I would do with 10K is get a really nice new car.
I wish I could buy you a car.
I know, right? I've thought that about lots of things before. When people say they like need something, I'm always like, man, I wish I just had the money. I'd be like, here you go.
I totally would. Because otherwise, what's your money doing? Just sitting there?
Absolutely.
That's dumb.
Yes. 100%.
I say after having no money. If I had lots of money, I'd be like, look at all my money sitting there. I mean, you know, it's like, whatever. Sure. every time I'm like, but you can be happy without money. I feel like people are like, but have you tried it with money? It's much better.
I know.
All right. Yep. If you had $10,000, you know, to give away other than just buying yourself a car or buying me a car, buying whatever, what would it be?
Okay, so I actually thought about doing research for this exact question because we do that a lot. We do it every week. We'd look up different charities. But then I started thinking about the fact that I actually just participated a couple days ago in an actual local charity event. And I forget sometimes that there are things right in my backyard that need support because sometimes I do so much like worldwide searching on the web. So I actually donated to this charity. It's called Chasse Your Dreams is the charity.
Like,
it's a local charity.
Like dancing chasse?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be a play on the word chase. You're right. Yeah. Okay. So I donated a month of free voice lessons to this charity because their mission is to help kids in the community who cannot afford voice, acting, dance, music, instruments, and even sports. So
nice.
If they want to go out for their football team, their soccer team, and their parents can't afford the uniforms or whatever. So they're really just a charity that is supporting kids of all ages who want to be in these extracurricular activities and their parents can't afford it. So they have different, you know, places in the community that donate not only their time like me, but also they do auctions and they auction off different things that, you know, a local restaurant will give away something and people auction and the money goes back to them. So then they can also supply, you know, kids in the community with these opportunities. So I think I would absolutely kind of meet with them and see how can I help, because I did actually go to this gala and it was their first ever gala and there were so many little things that you could just tell that they were brand new, and I was like, man, I want to sit down with them and try to make this like so much better, because the potential was there, but it was like, you know, it's a bunch of moms and dads in the community that started this charity.
Wow.
So they're, you know, they work full-time jobs and yet they're trying to do all these things. And it just kind of touched me because I was like, man, they're trying to raise money for these local kids and none of them are experts in in gala putting on, you know,
but that
in
event could be, coordination. But you are.
So yeah, exactly.
Okay, wait. So, before you call them, you can't do any of these meetings on Thursdays.
Exactly. Thursdays are taken.
Okay.
Completely taken. But I think that's where I'd give some extra money to is this local charity, Chasse Your Dreams.
That's really cool. I love that, because you're right. We do spend so much time kind of thinking about the world or the country or this random charity in Schenectady. You know what I mean? And never really the charities at home. So thank you. That's awesome. That's really good. All right, kiddo. What's your happy?
Oh, my happy is that I love when you and I like brainstorm and come up with these like amazingly clever ideas that we don't care if anybody else thinks it's funny.
I know what you're talking about.
We know that it's brilliant and that it's literally probably something that no one else in the world has thought of, and we don't care. And we commit to things and we execute things and then we laugh about it for days, and that's my happy.
So let's just say that after a very late night recording session and brainstorm session and writing session, the most productive thing that happened was we now have a website. I invite you all, if you've made it to the end of this podcast, you're the lucky ones because we haven't told anybody else. But we invite you just to go to www.cicadawatch.com. Is it cicada?
I don't know.
You know what we mean. And if you don't, now you have a scavenger hunt. www.cicada or cicadawatch.com. That's all. And just know, Allison did that all and just texted it to me last night at like 12:30 a.m. And that's the kind of meetings we have here at 10K Dollar Day. We invite you to see that. All right. Well, we are at the end of a 10K Saturday. We have already done the last question, and so it's time to thank each other for being here, I guess. Allison, thanks for being here.
Yeah, Lulu, thank you for being here. This is awesome.
Yeah, I had a great time. And we will end this. No, we don't do these on Saturdays.
We don't do this.
You know what? Yes, we are going to, because it's you and me.
Okay.
With friends like us.
Who needs amenities?
That was 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu. And don't forget, with friends like us, who needs amenities?